One, two, three, four. Just another day at my dead-end profession. I'm living day to day. Yeah, listening to some good old country records on the radio. Hell, yeah, what else can I say?
Hey, guys, it's my Friday. Hey, it's Ryan. I'm here with Bobby.
Woo!
And Dave is out this week.
Woo!
Filling in for him, the unofficial fourth degenerate, Mr. John Grubbs, everybody.
Hello.
It's my Friday. Fucking, I'm sorry. John and I were just talking about this, Bobby. Like, one person I can't stand in this life is the person that's always lamenting it's not Friday. Ugh.
You have to, like, every once in a while, you're like, how much do you... we all kind of hate our jobs to a little extent, but
sure.
There is that weird thing where people are like, man, I live for 2 days a week.
It's
that
very
is
sad.
It. That's the only existence I have. And by the way, I've been in those situations before where you really hate your job or whatever, and you live for those 2 days. Guess what? You live for 1 day, 1.5 days, because Sunday doesn't count.
No.
Sunday is dread.
Yeah, and Friday, you're too tired. If you hate your job that much, you're fucking tired.
Yeah, Friday, depending, you know, Friday, ooh, this is the greatest thing ever. Friday night, you're great. Saturday, you're good. But then starting like near the end of Saturday night, you're like, ooh, tomorrow's Sunday. And that's just prep day for the week.
You wake up with that sense of dread on Sunday morning, like, oh, it's over already.
Yeah, you're like the guy in the Twilight Zone whose glasses fell off after the bomb went off. You're like, I had so much time.
Do you know that was Burgess Meredith? Do you know who that is?
Yeah.
Rocky's trainer from fucking Rocky. I had no idea that was Burgess Meredith. That's way off topic. But the people that I've hated every job I've ever had, including comedy. And I still have always tried to find a way to like live for every single night. You know, that's why I do so much shit like jujitsu.
Yeah. You got to have something you're looking forward to that's not just specific to the time you're not at work. You know, you have to have something you come home to.
That's a miserable existence.
Right.
And those people cannot not mention it whenever you talk to them. John was just bringing it up. Like,
well, the reason I brought up was because the walk from the office to the bathroom at my work is through this like almost absurdly long hallway with nothing else in it. So if I'm coming back from the bathroom and someone's going to the bathroom, I can see them for like a good mile.
That whole awkward thing where you can't make eye contact because they just be staring at each other for 10 minutes.
That should give us enough time for something to say to each other when we pass. So, you know, I'll pass by. I don't just give a, you know, hey, how's it going? And I always get the, it's Monday, or hey, it's Friday. Like, yeah, no shit. I have a fucking calendar.
Yeah.
You know, tell me something else.
They have
just
one.
Say good, good.
They
That's
have
it.
One for every single day of the week. Like, Monday, or oh, it's only
feels
Tuesday.
Like a Wednesday. Yeah.
Wednesday hump day.
I think you can do a lot of stuff with this, John, because I think, you know, you got to imagine this really long hallway. You're kind of constrained because it's in a hallway. You can see this person coming from a quarter mile away. What if as you walk, you just walk with purpose towards them, staring in their eyes, and then as you get closer and closer, you slowly pull out a knife out of your pocket?
Now, the HR rep and I have an understanding. I'm not going to do that.
No,
anymore.
You're just like, hey, I'm cutting up some apples. What do you want, buddy? It's lunchtime. Don't fuck up. But, like, it would just be a very intimidating
I've got
thing.
Enough complaints about
It'd
me.
Be enough time. You just have to sit there and watch it like as he's coming close to you. Hey, John, what's that for? What's going on? And you just quietly walking towards him.
We don't all aspire to be the king of pranks, right? I don't even want to be like the duke or the count of pranks in my little fight from at work.
Yeah, you're the jester of pranks at best.
I keep my head... That's a good position to be I guess pranks so. Anything, but I like to keep my head down. No one fucking talks to me or... They shouldn't talk to me. You've always all heard about the man-child I work with who always comes over to tell me about his top 10 favorite movies. That at this point is at least 200 movies of a top 10 list.
You should talk to him about like the Serbian movie. See if he'll put that on his list.
Yeah, I've actually never seen that.
Yeah, don't.
There's no need. So I got hit up for Girl Scout cookies on the way over here. Got getting harassed.
Were you outside like Vons or something coming out?
Yeah, it's everywhere. It's everywhere I go, and they've infiltrated breweries. Like my favorite breweries are having like that. Like, they have like their.
That's your two worst. Like your two least.
Yes, kids in a brewery, and now they're
selling
harassing me and soliciting. There's no soliciting signs in here, kid.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, how does Girl Scouts get away with it with child labor, dude? It's child labor, isn't it?
Yeah.
They're having kids.
True.
Sell shit, and they don't get a taste, so to speak.
Well, they get a bike if they sell the most, right?
Yeah, but that's nowhere near the cash they take in.
They all get a badge. They all get the badge.
Oh, what a racket. So I would love to start a corporation where I sell mediocre cookies. Those cookies aren't that great, are they?
No, I'm going to have to disagree with you. One of the things I think they do right there is they have some really good cookies. The Samoas are great. The Thin Mints are great.
If If those were on the shelf year round, we'd be indifferent.
Maybe, but
they're using the "you can't come in" tactic.
Yes, but that's a good tactic. That's a good tactic.
They fucking McRib the shit out of us, and I'm sick of it.
It's why I buy 4,000 Cadbury Easter eggs come spring, and then sit on them. Like, there is something to that. That is a good cookie.
If it was adults selling them, that another thing. I would not care. There would be nary a tag along in my house.
You cannot taste a Samoa and tell me that's a bad cookie. That is a delicious
cookie. It's just okay. But we lose our shit. They're like, oh, Girl Scout cookies.
Yes, because it's
only available once a year.
That's right. They're limited time. I appreciate that about them.
Except
I like
retarded myself. Kids trying to fucking hand me a box.
Well, that's what I don't like is when you see them outside the grocery store. And it's like one of those Sarah McLachlan sad commercials, except you have to say no to them in person. You have to make eye contact and break their fucking heart.
Can I make your guys' day then? Can I give you the tip to this and how to do this really easily?
If it involves a taser or a blowgun, I don't want
to
hear it.
Court order to remain 500 yards away from children.
Now, you throw a stink bomb. Now, listen, it's super easy.
You dress up as a police officer.
It's super easy because I actually have this as a legitimate excuse, and I didn't realize until I had this, you could use it no matter what. I just go, oh yeah, my nieces sell those cookies. And you know what they'll say? They won't even try and sell you. They'll go, thank you for supporting the Girl Scouts. That's all you have to do.
Wow.
Man, that was way better than faking that I was mentally handicapped. Yeah.
I always say I have like a sugar and gluten and cookie allergy. But.
Yeah, no. Just go, sorry, my niece
John
sells those.
John sits down at their table and breaks out like a medical chart.
Yeah, you're like, my niece sells those. I'm 25 boxes deep right now. Good luck, lady. And they'll say, thank you so much for supporting
the
Girl
so
Scouts.
That's so much fucking
better. Yeah.
Damn it.
I just tell them to check the Megan's Law website.
Life hack.
Yeah, but again, they're okay cookies. Okay, fine. But this corporation makes a killing with a sales force they don't have to pay.
True.
That's
totally
fucking
true.
Well, then you could use the same argument against college athletics, right?
Yes. Yeah. And that's a problem too. But there's a dialogue going on about college athletics. No one's talking about these corrupt.
By the way,
I will not give my money to Big Cookie.
I'm the one who disagrees by that. I actually think college athletes get a great deal and that people who bitch about it should shut up because they get way better deal than they deserve.
I don't have a dog in the fight. Yeah. I honestly don't give a shit.
Everybody who's like,
they
should get paid because the school gets paid. It's like, no, actually 90% of all college football programs lose money. The only reason they make money is through the amalgam. And then if that's the case, if you're saying those 10% that make money should get paid, fine. Then you have to do the flip side and say the other 90% have to pay the school extra money to play football.
Or cookies.
Yeah.
Fuck, now I want
cookies.
A Girl Scout cookie. I talked myself into it.
Also, most of those people don't belong in college in the first place and wouldn't be there and they should be happy they're getting a free education.
Oh my God, is he talking about black people? He's talking about black people, isn't he?
All the football players I knew at school were white guys anyway and they did not belong there and they should not have gotten a free education. There were many more deserving people who should have gotten it. And we waste a lot of money on college athletics.
Anyway, so moving on, we had a listener request, actually a few listener requests, to do another round of meetaninmate.com.
Dude,
for those
I love
of you
this.
New to the show, we pull up very niche website called meetaninmate.com.
If you think this is a bit, I almost halfway thought this was a bit, even when Ryan was reading this to me. Go online, look it up. I did that. These are legitimate. There's some in Santee, by the way, so they're not too far away from
some.
Us. Yeah.
Lots. This is a website where you're not into the whole commitment thing, but would really, really like a buddy. Fellas, if you want your dick pics really appreciated,
yes,
this is where to go.
Totally. And this is such a good idea, too. There's so many, like, lonely, weird, awkward guys. And listen, you can make an emotional connection to these women. They'll start talking back and forth to you. They have nothing else to do. And then when they get out of prison, you can give them a place to stay, and they can be your friend.
It's like a combination of a dating website, pen pals, and then being in a really awkward situation when they get out and you have to let them crash at your house.
Oh my God, it's
then you have to let a criminal fresh out of jail in your home.
I think it's a great idea. I think it's a fucking fantastic idea. I think it's going to fix a lot of society's problems.
Bobby, I want you to choose a age range. John, choose a section of the country.
Well, let's go ahead and just make this fun and we'll go, is there selective age ranges or are you typing in open field? So is it any numbers I'm taking?
So you can do 18 to 23.
Nah, too young.
24 to 42.
Yeah, let's go that. 24,
now, quick
42.
Question. Can you search by race? Because I know that's really important in prison.
Yeah, oh, that's true. Affiliation?
They need a safe space where they finally don't have to worry about
minutes. If you're like a black guy and you're writing to a girl who turns out she's part of the Aryan Nation, that's going to be really fucking weird when
you see the pictures.
Well, yeah, pictures.
Oh, okay,
I will say this. I have already wrote the webmaster and requested that they add a BBW category because this is fucking ridiculous.
And he wrote back requesting you don't write to him anymore. Okay, so what age range are we going with?
The 24 to 42, is that it?
John, section of the country.
Let's do my hometown, Mid-Atlantic, like Delaware, New York.
Okay, all right, let's see what we got here.
It would almost be an interesting scientific study to see what the different prison female population around different parts of the country put on their profiles. You know, like, is there a difference between LA females in prison and people in Florida and people in Boston and what that difference is?
Well, are these all for state penitentiaries or federal? Because I think...
I don't know.
Okay. Because I think, like, you know, depending on what your crime is, like, you can get shipped from the Midwest to somewhere far away, far from where you did your crime.
Sure. I mean, I guess there'd be some federal supermax things, but yeah. those girls okay, probably aren't getting
out. Okay, we'll narrow it down to state prisons.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got, this one's a looker, too. We have Courtney, 43, Delaware.
Oh, all right.
There was a shocking amount of attractive women when I looked at this.
From Delaware?
No.
There's not very many attractive
now,
women.
No, you guys kick them all out, right?
Prison. Yeah, well, they move on to better and better, bigger and better states.
Okay, first of all, check out this chick. I mean, she's...
Wow. She looks like the chick on the cover of the Blink 182 album.
Right.
Mixed with Pete Steele from Typo Negative.
Yeah, a little bit of that in there. Oh. Hi, I'm 43. That's how she starts it. She's not Courtney. She's 43. Yeah. Hi, I'm 43. Very attractive.
Maybe that's her inmate number.
Yo, that's true.
She was there for a long time.
Yeah, she's one of the... She's the OG, man. That's a new prison. I am friendly. Well, not to whoever you stabbed. Yeah. I am friendly and funny and looking for a 40-plus gentleman. Ah.
Wow.
Yeah, I guess not a cougar.
Well, 40 now or 40 when she gets out?
Yeah.
Hey, there you go. 40-plus gentleman. Must be financially secure.
Yeah, I was going to say, you even said that, that was a sugar daddy call out.
What the fuck
means...
is with these chicks that don't have their shit together that really want a secure gentleman?
Well, what does she consider secure? Like not living in your parents' house or like, you
Let's
know?
Let's ask her. Maybe we should ask some of these.
Right.
Oh, by the way, not me though. Aaron found this on my fucking phone.
Did you have to like dial
she's
look at the episode. Look at this episode. I swear I'm not cheating.
Yeah, and she doesn't listen to my show. Why would she? So fucking anyway. But yeah, we should ask what financially securely means. I think it's like, all right, Delaware in prison, financially stable means like two pairs of blue jeans.
Yeah.
You got a van.
Like you're not selling bootleg DVDs to make rent the day it's due.
Right.
Again, you don't have rent. You got a van.
A checking account. It doesn't necessarily mean anything has to be in there, but right. You know, your name, they have to know your name at a bank.
Right.
It must be financially secure. I like movies, animals, barbecues, unique books? What does that
This
mean?
Sounds like a bot that's trying to pretend to be human.
Yeah.
Like, I enjoy movies and books.
It
reminds
me of the Simpsons when...
And water.
Do you like stuff?
Yeah.
To live like a human. unique books and... experiences.
What?
She likes experiences.
Well, wait, what's a unique book? Like, they only printed one and then...
I don't know.
That was it?
Her experiences don't need to be unique, though.
Right. She likes the Necronomicon.
Just
hey, you want to have a unique experience? Let's go see the sun for the first time in 5 years.
I can afford that. I'm very financially stable.
Check out this van.
Oh, that's how she got there in the first place. Okay, I love to travel. Ooh, bummer. I love to travel, but I have no luggage.
Wait, hold on.
There's no luggage, but there's a lot of baggage.
Nice. I want to go with Dave Callen's thing here. Is this drug code? Is there a drug code?
Yeah,
love luggage, but I love travel, but I don't have any luggage. Does that mean I love drugs, but don't have any on me, so you're going to have to give me my age?
I thought it meant I don't have any luggage means she won't smuggle them in body cavities.
All right.
So she's not eligible for parole. And her maximum her maximum and earliest release date is June 2028. So
now that's the real crime is that they're taking her off the market, for
dude.
That
I know,
not
man.
Eligible for parole.
Wow.
And
she killed someone. She
2028. So 10 more years. She's gonna be 53 by the time she gets out. A lot of those sexy looks are gonna be gone. That's crazy. What do you have to do? And I wonder how long does it tell you when she goes in?
That's a. I'm no prison expert, but that's a murder charge.
Almost certain.
That's a murder charge.
She. I think she got drunk and ran over somebody.
She wouldn't be in that long.
Yeah, that's vehicular manslaughter.
Yeah, not
you
only
14 years for that.
No, if you're a dude. So here's what's interesting. This is a true stat. So you know how we talk about the incarceration differences between blacks and whites?
Yeah.
Which is totally true, and it's a fucking crime.
I agree.
And if you look at it, it's crazy. On average, if you are a black guy, you are going to get 1.5 times the amount of time a white guy gets, and it's fucking disgusting. And that's just the average. In some places, like at the South, it's much, much worse, right? On average, women will get 0.4 years for every year a man gets for the exact same crime.
Not according to meeting an inmate.
Yeah, right? So I don't know how many babies she slaughtered like a Sith Lord, but she had to do something to get like 20 fucking years in the slammer with no parole.
All right, so let's go again here. Let's stay same age range. Bobby, you choose the part of the country.
Let's see what's here on the West Coast. Let's see what's going on here. Also, see if they added that BBW button that I requested.
Okay, we're talking about Chiquita. Let's see.
Is that a real name?
According to her, because she starts with, "Hi, my name is Chiquita." So
that's bananas.
Though I am
please leave. Please go.
Oh, I've done my time.
I'm already skeptical at the name because Ida in not Spanish Chiquita is a suffix that means little one.
Yeah.
And so I'm already out.
Bobby checked out.
Yeah.
Unless it's ironic.
He came up with that fact pretty quick. I think he's already talked to Chiquita here. All right. I hope as you read this that I pique your interest and that leads to you being curious enough to reach out.
How did she spell peak?
It's P-E-E-K.
Now who was reading it beforehand?
Oh, well, you both are raising some serious red flags here. Okay, all right, so it is P-E-E-K, and I'll post it in the comments of this fucking when I post the episode. I hope that leads you to being curious enough to reach out. Here are a few things about myself. I'm a very down-to-earth person with a great sense of humor. I guess you'd have to be, huh? I'm a happy, compassionate person, and I love to make others laugh. And probably die. I'm loyal to my gang. Open can be a little shy at first, but when I get to know someone, watch out now. LOL.
Huh.
Uh-huh. All right.
I mean, I guess that's probably what the last guy said. I should have watched out.
I enjoy many things, such as reading, writing, puzzles, listening to God music.
Burning my boyfriend's house down. Yeah,
I don't know if she meant good music or if God. She's into gospel. Yeah. So let's see. God music. I love all styles. I believe when words fail, music speaks volumes. Nice job. I am a Scrabble fan, and I can get competitive when it comes to big words, but it's all in good fun.
That's a drug code for sure. Scrabble fan,
yeah.
Competitive, big words, those are definitely drug codes.
She's in jail for knifing someone over a Scrabble game. In which case, I will write her right the fuck now. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah, we're gonna play with words with friends, so I can be in a different room when I beat you. But
words with inmates.
Names don't count! Names don't count!
God music isn't a phrase! Being here, I've taken every opportunity available to me to better myself. I realize with change comes responsibility. Did you just watch Spider-Man? But I also realized
he's the one who put her in there. He foiled her bank robbery. She's a banana-themed supervillain.
Fuck. Okay. I realize that change comes responsibility, but I also realize with me taking responsibility, a change has taken place in my life. Now she's just getting weird.
That seems like a big pat on your back for the lowest amount of effort you can put
I also in. Feel like she found like an inspirational pamphlet and she's taken select quotes out and just putting it under
paraphrasing
her profile.
Them in, like incorrectly.
Well, I don't want to make it's too long and it's just an introduction after all LOL. I hope to hear from you soon. Until then, keep smiling and thanks for reading this short that's not a word. PA, if you, not PS, PA.
Okay.
I don't know where she got that from. So, PA, if you do decide to write me due to mail changes in my facility, make sure to include my prisoner and number and your return address. No way.
Well, how else is she going to write you back?
P.O. box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I want an address to the key.
Yeah, or use Ryan's.
Yeah,
use
Ryan's definitely address. Ryan's. I've got an idea, Ryan. I want to float this by you. We all know that Dave does not listen to this podcast, even when he's on it, much less when he's not.
I was saying with his headphones on, listening to other podcasts.
What if we write to one of these women using Dave's picture and name?
You took the words right out of my mouth. That was going to be my very next suggestion.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We got it.
Pod bros.
Oh, dude. Oh, King
of
Pranks.
I don't know if his self-esteem could take the hit when he doesn't get a reply, though.
Well, we won't tell him.
Yeah. We don't have to tell him. We could get this going on for a long period of time, right? Like, back and forth. Ryan, we are going to have to use your address. I apologize. But we're going to write back.
Hey, you're moving soon.
I know. That's why we can't use mine, because the letters will come there, and then they won't go anywhere. So we can write to him back and forth, and we'll create a relationship between Dave and one of these women who we determine is getting out in a year or less.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Let's search for one of those.
It's like a dual...
It sounds like the basis for a wacky comedy movie.
It's a dual catfish. We're getting her and him at the same time, and then we bring them together at a coffee shop, or even better, a Live Degenerates event.
Dude.
Or just somewhere public with a lot of people, so not a Live Degenerates event.
Dude, Bobby, you know how long it takes Dave to break up with somebody?
Yeah.
Long after he's already unhappy. I'm not introducing him to a fucking prisoner.
Well, that and I feel like he has a hard time saying no to wacky gigs, so you'll see him show up with a shovel and some rope, and he's like, hey, I gotta drive down to the prison tonight. I can't do the podcast. I'll tell you more later. And then we never see him again.
Well, it's not gonna be Chiquita, because her release date's 2055.
What the fuck did Chiquita do?
Did she kidnap the president? What the fuck
happened? They have to start telling you what they did.
Yeah,
that is,
there's gotta be something in there.
I kinda want a writer just to find out.
Yeah. Now. All right, let's do one more. What do you think?
Yeah, why not?
Sure.
Okay, I need a region of the country. I need an age.
Let's do Alaska. I bet there's some wacky hijinks up there.
You know what?
If they don't have it, we'll settle for Texas, which is
I don't think they actually have women in Alaska, right? Like, it's like 3-to-1 men to women ratio. So I think you could do whatever you want in Alaska as a woman, and they're not going to lock you up because they desperately need you there.
Yeah.
All right, then let's go with Glenda Rumsey.
Are you supposed to read their real names?
What are they going to do about it?
I don't know. They might still have gang affiliation.
I might. Well, I don't know if this 53-year-old white woman's going to have much of a gang affiliation.
Oh, they call her
Crips.
Big Mama. She runs shit. Are you kidding?
But Glenda Rumsey, she's got quite the profile here. Ooh, and quite a nice in-jail headshot. Most of these have been pictures from when they're on the outside.
You know, I didn't get to see Chiquita. Now I'm going to have to look it up later. But.
Just imagine a girl named Chiquita, and that's what she looks like. Anyway, so... hi, thanks for reading my profile. I joined the website to meet interesting people, share a laugh.
Same reason I joined the Latin Kings.
All right, so I joined the website and hopefully make a lifelong friendships. Well,
hopefully make a 25 to lifelong friendship.
Yeah, or at least a 6 to 10 year one.
Eat with good behavior.
Wait, before you go, Ryan, I feel too much in suspense when you keep doing this. I need to know when she's getting out before we go.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because the next sentence is, my time for release is fast approaching, and I'll definitely need some encouraging words and advice, and probably a car.
Yeah,
and a place to crash.
Yeah, so, you know, she's 53. There's finally someone Dave's age. I think we've got a winner here. I'm sure we'll have lots to write about, as I'm easygoing and like most things.
Okay.
Like murder.
Yeah.
Clothes
that aren't orange.
I especially enjoy everything outdoors. Bummer for you.
Wow.
Wait. That's a huge statement. Like, people get murdered outdoors. There's car accident. Every car accident's outdoors.
Well, consider where she's writing this from. Yeah. I think, you know, anything.
My hobbies include larceny. So,
yeah.
Well, she does get into specifics. She says that she likes camping, hiking, and sports. My perfect day, oh boy, involves holding up a 7-Eleven.
Outdoors. I hold up the 7-Eleven from outside. I point the gun inside. Just one hand.
Getting an A+ on my P test.
That smart-ass ranger doesn't get in my face.
My perfect day is boating on a lake and not throwing a corpse overboard. is boating on a lake, catching a sunset. Barbecues are great, too. I expected more. There was a comma. There was no and.
Yeah.
I just like to have fun. And I can't wait to get back to freedom. I've been in prison for quite some time and try my best to keep busy. It's a slow pace around here. Ugh. It's not Friday. It's like it's always Wednesday. Ugh. I work a full-time job at a private marketing company. She's saying that in present tense.
Wow.
You think she's doing that from the inside?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could.
Yeah, you can.
That's probably the company's cutting costs by hiring inmate labor, right?
Let's start remoting in a producer. Sorry, Bobby. So I exercise daily and I love to read. Dude, this is looking better and better for Dave, man. Yeah. She's not a bad looking girl.
It wouldn't be the craziest chick he's dated.
No. Yeah, that's right. It's those simple things like family and friends that matter the most. I tend to spend time wondering what my future will be after prison. Maybe you'll want to be part of it. No, yeah, whether he likes it or not. Well, I hope I've sparked an interest and you'll be writing me soon. Receiving mail is the highlight of my day and always puts a smile on my face. I look forward to meeting you. Earliest release date, 2020.
Oh, hey.
And maximum 2022.
Better start cleaning, Dave. Yeah.
All right, dude, let's do it.
Where is she from again?
I thought it was Texas. I clicked on the wrong one. She's from Goodyear, Arizona.
Okay, that's pretty close. That's close enough.
We can do that.
Oh, man. Imagine how much Arizona prison hardens a woman. You know, you got Joe Arpaio out there in your fucking city.
Just living in Arizona hardens a soul.
Yeah, dude, you have to have all succulents in your front yard. What's the point?
Right.
All right, so I wanted to ask you guys if you've seen anything about this this new internet trend that's got kids hurting themselves. Momo.
Yeah, it's fake.
Yeah,
is it fake? Totally fake.
Is it a hoax?
Well, I've been taking a Facebook break. Yesterday being March 1st, I was like, okay, it's been a month since I've been off Facebook. Maybe I'll go back on. So I start up the Facebook app, and all I see is eight different people talking about that fucking ugly bird thing. And I say, you know what? I'm good for another
I think
month.
We've all woken up after too much next to a Momo and wanted to kill ourselves. So, you know, I don't see what the big deal is.
It was like a private marketing firm or something got hired, or a tech firm got hired to teach a high school's parents how to avoid certain dangers online. And they basically said, hey, there's this thing, it's called Momo, and it's embedded in YouTube videos. It's in kids' videos, and it suggests that they do things that are dangerous, including hurting themselves or others.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
It's total bullshit. It doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist.
Well, the actual picture is it's like some Japanese artist's sculpture.
Right, which is a creepy picture, to be fair.
Yeah, it's creepy as fuck. They just took it out of context. But it's the same as the Tide Pod thing was all bullshit.
Yeah.
It's the same as D&D is going to make you kids kill themselves. The same as Judas Priest has backwards messages.
They wanted to invent their own Slender Man.
Basically, yeah. Well, they wanted to stir up controversy, similar to Tide Pod Challenge, except these guys are getting paid to do it because they're getting essentially hired by a school district.
How do they monetize it?
Because they got hired by a school district to train parents in the school on how to avoid problems
most
online.
Most fucking school districts can't even afford books. How the fuck are they?
Yeah, they were a white school district sure.
Say no more. Say no more.
This is what we call white people problems. They're hey, maybe we could give money to some of the inner city schools for books and stuff. Right. They're like, nah.
They're all lousy with Girl Scouts. It's a whole thing, man. They don't even need to meet people in prison.
Yeah, this is one of those we can't get out of our own way. We don't have enough problems, so we create ones that don't exist. Bullshit. But it became a huge internet sensation, and then it took about 48 hours for people to go, this doesn't seem to actually exist.
Now, wait a minute, though. I've seen no less than 80 newscasts where they interview parents who say they ask their kids, do you know about this Momo? And they started crying and didn't want to talk about it. What's that about?
That sounds like a game of telephone.
Yeah.
Also, by the way, can't you imagine some parent, they read this, they go, oh my God, they grab their kid by the shoulders, tell me about Momo! Kid starts bawling, oh, something's wrong!
She's 53, she likes unique books and going outside.
Her release date is rapidly approaching. There's no sanity, there's no one safe. I sent her address.
By the way, if you're a kid out there, you shouldn't be listening to this show, but if you are, and you're a kid out there and you get busted for something, keep in mind, this is a good get out of jail free card. Because
Momo told me to do it.
Yeah, you broke into some kid's locker and you got caught trying to jack their stuff out of their backpack or something like that, and they come in and you just go, I was just, I got this Momo thing, it told me what to do, and I thought I was going to die if I didn't do it.
Yeah, I tried that on my wife when she wanted to know about inmatemeat.com. I'm like, the internet meme told me to do it.
And Shakita showed up in a YouTube video.
She demanded barbecue. Oh, man. So it's fake. All right. Yeah. Well, that's open and shut case there. Close the file on that one.
But go ahead and look at the picture. It's pretty creepy. We should use that as the image icon or something for this because it's creepy as fuck.
Like the girl from The Ring mixed with a Sesame Street thing that's melting or something.
No, it looks like the girl at the bar that's way too flirty, and you wonder why, and it's just because she gets out of prison.
It looks like that girl when you first get to the bar. At last call, she looks significantly better.
She looks like Chiquita. Yeah. Real looker. Bobby, I wanted to tell you about this guy that me and John know. He's a nice guy. I really like him. I've been friends with him for like 13 years or something. But he's a trust fund kid. He's got
a few of those.
That doesn't make someone a bad person, by the way.
No, but is there anything more crippling? Like, it's either like severe, horrible abuse as a child or trust fund that would just cripple you as an adult.
Yeah, yeah. Well, how so?
In the severe abuse category, that's kind of self-explanatory.
We know that way, but
The trust fund thing is, if you think about it, what motivates you to get up and do stuff in the morning? Some of it's going to be, you know, wanting to be creative or do something that you want to make be important or something like that. But some of it is the need. Like, you need some fucking fire under your ass sometimes to get you to do something.
Sure.
And knowing that there is always, you know, $2.5 million sitting in a bank account somewhere that'll take care of you no matter how bad you fuck up, that's a handicap to a lot of people, because they'll spend their lives never getting to the point that they're supposed to get to.
Okay. This guy, he's a world traveler now. So he's one of those guys. He's always it's excessive though. It's not like once a year he goes someplace. Mm-hmm. This guy is in Barcelona on Wednesday, Germany on Thursday, fucking,
and Friday, it's Friday.
Friday, he's back in Britain. It is like a different place all the time. And he's always posting. He's always got a girl on each arm. They're wearing nothing but the hats he gave him or something like that.
Not even trust fund, but big trust fund.
Big
he's going
time.
International travel every day.
Yeah, well, I only know who you're talking about. I only know of him through mutual friends. I'm not friends with him on any social media, but I know who you're talking about. And yeah, you're absolutely 100% accurate here.
Yeah, so, you know, it is big time. He is always traveling. And you know what? Jealousy is all I felt for that.
If I could do it, I'd fucking do it.
It's one of those things where it's like, oh, if you could do it, you would do it. And good for him for fucking at least seeing the world with his dad's millions and not just putting it up in his arm or something, you know?
Sure. Or giving it some stupid charity.
Or Girl Scout cookies.
He paid a school district to invent this internet rumor about Momo.
Just for kicks. So, but the thing is, the other day it showed him lounging in, I don't know, Cabo, who gives a fuck? But he was
somewhere nicer than here.
Yeah, somewhere much nicer. He's lounging by an infinity pool, which was also near a beach. And he put up a quote that said, "Get you a life you don't need a vacation from." He's doing inspirational quotes now. Like he's a success guru.
Yeah, well, it's get yourself a life. Okay, all right. Can I be born you?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, what are your main tips? Yeah. Like, does it involve a time machine or your dad? So I'm thinking, maybe.
And if this is the same guy you're talking about, he's fucked it up a lot, and his dad keeps bailing him out.
Oh, really?
This is like his reward for not being in rehab is his dad, funded this latest trip to Europe.
Oh, really?
If it's the guy I'm thinking of.
Oh, it is the guy you're thinking of. I mean, yeah, it's definitely that guy. But really?
Yeah.
How do you know?
If it's the guy I'm thinking of, it's well documented.
What's the story? We're not naming him.
His dad's rich, and he's been a fuck up his whole life, and got into drugs, crashed a couple cars, been in rehab, and every time he gets out, his dad sets him up with some new business. Or I need you to go to Europe and dust off our house that we have over there. That's a really important job, son. Don't fuck it up.
Just curious, what drugs?
I think heroin.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah,
I'm always interested.
And alcoholism, real bad.
Yeah, I'm always interested because I'm like. Super, super rich people. What's their drug? I would think they're more of a cocaine type person.
Because that's the best
one. Right? I mean, that's definitely on the table,
But it's never crystal meth. It's never the meth.
Well, no, that's...
Yeah. Well, if you can afford coke, you don't need meth.
Oh, okay.
Is my philosophy.
Let me explain something.
I think I heard Socrates say something similar.
You're not a drug...
That's my inspirational quote.
Yeah.
You're not a hard drugs guy. You're more of a natural drugs guy.
Right.
So let me explain something to you. Coke gives you the same high as meth, but it only gives it to you for about 10 minutes, 15.
Is it the same high? Because I don't feel like the guys on coke are building their own bicycles out of toothpicks.
Having only done meth when I thought it was coke, I don't have a lot of experience.
We've all been there.
But it lasts.
Especially Chiquita.
Yeah, it's like doing a lot of coke that doesn't go away, and you just have all this fucking energy.
Yeah,
you don't
but
know
they
what to
seem
do with.
Way crazier than coke. I know a lot.
I think
of coke
that's just
has.
From a lifetime of using.
Yeah,
it,
yeah, yeah. Let me explain something. Okay. I'm trying to fucking teach you something, Bobby. Here we go. Pipe down.
Fair enough.
It's very important. If you don't want to end up on meetaninmate.com, you don't need to listen to me. Because your fucking trust fund dad's not going to bail you out. So coke will give you this the same high as meth, but for only 10 minutes, right? Meth will give you that same high that you get from coke, but for 12 hours.
Well, so now Coke just seems inefficient. What idiots are using cocaine?
Well, that's the thing. It's a bit of a time commitment. So, I mean, when are you ever going to party for 12 hours straight? Right. And by the way,
maybe in your 20s.
Yeah, but yeah, like, because like when you want, when I want to get fucked up, I want to get fucked up for 5 hours.
Yeah.
Five, and I want to be fucking done at the end of it. So Coke's a perfect thing for that. You get drunk, you're starting to fade, you do a bump, and then you're good for the last 2 hours of your night.
Okay.
You know, when you're done, you're done. There's a bit of a come down, but it's kind of like...
You wake up with a pretty bad headache.
It's like, I should have done that last night.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's pretty much...
You wake up with a headache, you don't wake up with your washer machine disassembled and no idea how to put it back together.
So imagine if I took you on a roller coaster at the fair, you know, so that's your high there. Now meth, you're for 12 hours, and you're not coming down, and you're fucking going. And the thing is, imagine that. It's not like a roller coaster. It's like that guy that tied balloons to that lawn chair and went way too high, and now you're like, I can't come down! And so now, at the end of that 12 hours, it's not the same come down as Coke, where you're like, ah, it wore off. I'm going to drink a couple beers and go to bed. It's like, I can't come down for this. If I come down, I'm going to crash fucking hard. So they keep going, and they don't sleep. It's not the meth that makes them crazy. It's the lack of sleep.
Really?
It's not the meth that makes their teeth fall out. It's never brushing them for 5 years.
Well, the meth makes their teeth fall out, too. Because the meth inhibits you from producing saliva, and that saliva is needed to kind of take out the bacteria and stuff.
Well, there was a musician back where I lived who used to, he always had a switchblade, and he would snort meth off of it. His fucking blade got corroded just from
And how often do you hang out with this guy?
Oh, I mean, this I never even met this guy. How big was his trust fund? This was his reputation. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, back to the kid. Like he's doing inspirational quotes. I think I should start like trolling him. Like, he's stepping on my business. Like I'm gonna start a Twitter and a motivational book thing for like trust fund people. Mm. Like call it like you know Rich Dad My Dad. Yeah, I'll just rival them. Every quote, just new quotes every day. Like I chose the path less traveled because it's private. My dad owns it.
There's a gate. You can't take this path.
The journey to success starts with walking into your dad's office and asking for more money.
Never settle with Mercedes.
I spent my whole life hearing no and then saying please and then hearing okay.
Life's best partner is the one you purchase from Russia.
Life's best partner birthed you. Oh, man. That'd be awesome. Let's start that, too. We're coming up with all sorts of ambitious ideas today. So what's the plan as of today? We're gonna sign Dave up to meet Glenda Rumsey.
Dude, I really want to do this because I think this is a great prank, and it will prove to him that he should actually start listening to his own fucking show.
It's either a great prank or it's just sociopath.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're just fucking over two people.
Guys, let's set her up with a trust fund kid. She fucking...
Oh! There you go. Yeah.
She needs it, man.
All right, so this is their meet cute, and this is a hilarious rom-com, too.
Yes. Okay. All right. Yeah,
what we'll do we call it? What's the title? Silver Spoon Meth Knife or something?
Inmate Cute. All right. So before we get out of here, I want to ask you guys, have you ever been in a situation where you remember a story involving someone, you can't remember their face too well, and you've told that story to a few different people, and then years later, you realize you're talking to that person, and you're like, oh, fuck, you're the guy. I still talk about you. You ever have one of those situations?
It has occasionally come up, usually after years of not being around that person.
Well, yeah, that's obviously part of it.
And hopefully you're not telling the same story about them to them.
Right. Well, this happened at a show. So basically, here's the guy. About 4 or 5 years ago, I was doing a shit bar gig in like, I forget, Escondido, Encinitas, I don't remember. It was like one of those things where there's no stage. I'm like performing between two pool tables. The guy that hired me, I'm like making $35. It was like back when I was first started making money at stand-up but didn't know how to ask for more.
Right.
But they're like, yeah, I'll give you $35. I'm like, okay. So anyways, the guy's like, yeah, check in with this guy. Let's call him Bill. Check in with Bill at the bar. He's hosting. He'll set you up. So I get there, and I immediately get a read on this guy. He's in his, like, 60s, backwards hat, you know, collar popped. Ooh. Yeah, so he's dressed younger than he is, and I immediately get a read on this guy. This guy is the hacky of all hacks that ruined comedy in late 80s, early 90s. He's the guy that destroyed the comedy boom, him and like 100,000 guys just like him.
And they're Monica Lewinsky jokes.
Yes,
Did he have a prop trunk with him?
No, no, not that bad, but he's one of those guys where the minute you see him, he starts throwing material at you, and it's just not good. It's like Sinatra would find these jokes old. They are the mummies of a joke. the guy comes up to me, I'm like, hey, you Bill? He's like, hey, yeah, you a comic? Hey, you a rogue guy just like me? Hey, yeah, I stopped for gas before I got over here, but I had to talk to my loan officer first, huh? Oh, I'm like, just, you don't
they're
have
always
to.
On.
Please.
So I hear Nixon was resigning last week.
I can't, man. I'm sorry. Please don't do this. I know what you're about to do, and please don't. So he was doing that, and this guy hands me a worksheet, a typed out worksheet to fill out. And he's like, yeah, I need you to fill this out for your intro there. I'm like, what is that? It was 23 questions long. I'm like, this has not happened to me before or since. I'm
like, did you put your likes as experiences?
Yeah,
I like experiences.
I like the outdoor.
No, I put unique books. I'm like, what is this, man? I'm like, do I really have to do this? I'm like, I don't really care about my intro, man. No one cares. So I'm like, that's another thing. I'm like, the fact that he thinks everyone really in this fucking shitty sports bar that's next to a sex shop is gonna care about my intro shows me that like this guy has been a wannabe comic for 23 years. This is one of these guys that never has been booked to play an actual comedy club, but has been doing comedy for 23 years, and it's sad. So anyway, I'm like, dude, no one cares. Like, oh, no, this is a professional comedy show here. I'm like, all right. So I start, like, the questions were retarded. It was like TV credits. I'm like, I'm playing a sports bar on Wednesday night between two pool tables. And, like, I didn't even have my three meager TV credits then.
That's your credit right there. It's like they had to turn a TV off when I performed. Yeah.
So I'm like, come on, man. He was like, major comedy clubs you've performed at. I'm like, how long is this intro gonna be, man? So I'm like, I half filled it out and handed it back to him. He's like, whoa, you missed like question 15 and 23 here. I'm like, are you kidding me? So I finally finished his little fucking loan application. I don't know what I was applying for.
I like how you got homework for this show.
Yeah. I did. And so
it sounds
like
you're performing at an H&R Block.
And there was fucking three people there, man. And their backs were to the performance area. There was no stage. So I give him my worksheet. He goes on and does the hackiest fucking 10 minutes I've ever seen in my fucking life. And then he runs the show. It comes to me. I'm like featuring or something. He gets to me. I realize he doesn't have the piece of paper with him or anything written down. I'm like, how's he gonna remember all that shit he asked for? And I'm like, because at this point, I'm like, he fucking better fucking mention everything of that because I had so it took me 26 minutes to do that goddamn thing. So then this was his intro. I'll never forget it. He goes, this next guy, whoof, he does all the things, man. He's got a Facebook. He's on the internet, man. Brian Shore.
What? Oh man, I hope I can introduce you as Brian Shore sometime. That's so awesome.
I'm like, why did I fill out your fucking bullshit sheet? So
calm down, Brian.
It's like a CIA program to keep tabs on all the comedians in San Diego.
He stole your identity. Why'd you need to know my social security number?
Hey, Aaron, I'm your husband. So anyway, Hacky McHackerson brings me up to. I'm like, I don't know why he fucking needed all that shit. Anyway, it ends, and he wants to talk shop with me because, you know, we're two pros, you and me. He's one of those guys that keeps having to refer to himself as a comic. So, you know, it's like, oh, man, your life has been a waste. So then he tells me this. He sits me down. He's like, come over here. I want to tell you about this idea I have. I'm like, So he's like,
it's Facebook, but for business.
Facebook, but for prisoners, and you can meet them.
Unique bookshop. So he goes, all right, I got this idea. All right, it's never done. My dream, and he does this. He makes a box with his hands. He goes, I have a dream to have my own building for just comedy.
You mean a comedy club?
That's right. I didn't have the heart to tell him. I already have those. He's like, it's a building, but we just do comedy.
He meant there's no drinks, there's no food. He's like, I don't want any of those distractions.
Well, I clarified. I was like, so a comedy club is no. It's a building. We just do comedy there. That's it. There's a bar. Maybe we do food, but there's just comedy. No music or anything like that. It's just comedy. I'm like, comedy club. He's like, no. a building. I'm like, bye, Bill. So,
maybe he meant like there's you could wander in and out of different rooms.
No. What he meant is he's never done a show in a fucking club. But he does is weird bar shows
on,
and the
on
idea
his W-2 or whatever they made him fill out. And he said what major comedy club?
He's just heard about him. He's never seen one before.
Say, like, right. What?
You know how normally you're doing comedy in like a urinal?
What
if you took
building?
The urinal out of the building and it was just comedy?
There's
what?
No bathrooms. No one's allowed to poop.
What wacky dream for a building where they just do comedy will you perform at?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's all. You're not allowed to leave. Ever. It's like the Hotel
that's a
California.
Stephen King fucking novel. Last laugh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's a building, but only I do the comedy. You just have to sit there, and I lock the doors.
You ever seen 1984? Everyone's chained to the chairs watching me do comedy.
And then I burn it down from the inside. We all go together. So, anyway, I'm like, see you later, dude. He's like, no, but take my card, you know? I'm like, his card is a big, you know, mouth laughing, you know? I'm like,
I'm just trying to live a life where I'm on vacation every day, you know? I saw some good advice on the online. Hey, have you heard of this Facebook thing?
Tell some jokes you don't need to take a vacation from.
I wish he'd heeded that. So anyway, I needed an immediate vacation after talking to this guy for 15 fucking minutes. So anyways, I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna go, man. And he's like, all right, man, I'll see you around. But hey, listen, I'm probably gonna have this building up and going in like the next like 6 months or so. I'm like, all right, buddy. And so anyways.
And that's how the Madhouse Comedy Club came to be.
So smash cut to last Saturday. I'm at my gig in Oceanside. And I'm in the little this patio area, just kind of pacing around because I'm headlining. And the promoter brings this guy up to me, who I don't recognize right away. He's an old guy. He has a backwards hat on.
Oh, no.
And a collar pop. I'm like, huh. And now, given I fucking forgot this guy existed, I remembered that really bad intro, and I've told that story a few times, but I just forgot the guy as a whole.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
I do want to point out to the listeners that you are wearing a backwards hat right now.
And so it doesn't bump the fucking pop filter, you dickhead. So anyways, he comes up to me. He's like, yeah, hey, how you doing? He has a lady with him. He's like, hey, how you doing? I'm Chris. He's like, take my card. It's a laughing mouth.
Oh,
I'm
no.
Like, huh.
It's probably from the same set he had run off that he hasn't handed out enough.
Right,
yet,
right, right. Know? And the promoter, who's a new guy, and he's a young kid. He's like, hey, this is Bill. He gave me my first like stage time ever. I'm like, oh, he's like, yeah, man. I book shows all over. And at first I'm like, oh, cool. I can maybe network and maybe get another gig out of this. I'm like, nice to meet you, man. He's like, oh, this is my wife here. It's not a guy. I checked. And, like, points to her crotch. I'm like,
oh,
He's like, yeah, I checked, you know, I checked myself.
Yeah, I mean, she doesn't have a penis. You get it. He starts elbowing your ribs.
He did that. He was he points to his wife's crotch, and he's like, yeah, you know, I checked, you know what I mean, you know what I mean. I'm like, oof. And like, he starts running off this hacky ass humor. I'm like, God, this is something very familiar about all this. And all of a sudden, he's like, that's when it hit me. Is I'm like, well, man, I'm gonna go on stage. He stops. He puts his hand on my shoulder. He goes, hey, before you go, I got this dream.
No.
I got this dream.
No.
And he makes a box with his hands.
No.
He goes, it's a building with just comedy. That's my dream. I'm like, oh, I know who you are. You made me fill out a fucking worksheet 5 years ago. He's like, yeah, probably. I perform all over. I'm like, get away from me.
You drop your coffee mug to the ground in slow motion like Usual Suspects.
And these guys are so bad.
And as it shatters, you just see the bottom says Brian Shore. Let's call it a week. I'm Ryan for John Grooves and Robert Timothy saying see you next week. Hopefully Dave will be here cruising with the dudes. Oh, man, that was way better than faking that I was mentally handicapped.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, time passing by. Motherfucking time is passing by.